Okay, shall we begin? Okay, so as you know, my name is Mark. I've been here in community for a while now. Today we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 8, and the Magi's visit to the Messiah. Your chapel Bibles, it's on page 966, and we'll, that's what we'll be looking at. So we'll start with the liturgy. Morning has risen. Sleep is still in our eyes, but at once on our lips shall be your praise. We glorify, praise, and adore you. We, that is, the earth, the water, and the sky, that is, the people here on earth. Everything that you have created enjoys your sun and your grace. Dawn glistens on the grasses. Mist is still hanging on the trees. And a soft wind promises a fine day. Should we not enjoy everything that you have created? We are meant to. That is why we are so joyful this dawn. O Lord, grant that the hours and minutes do not slip away in our hands, but that we may live in your time. Amen. So it's page 966, chapter 2, verse 1 to 8. Read shortly. Just begin. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and the teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." From yesterday, I learned quite a lot about the way that we should sort of do the prayers and organize them. So we're going to try and do it in the format of having some information and then some prayer points, and then a bit of reflection and silence to sort of pray into that personally. We'll begin that with a bit of information that we know that these wise men, that they traveled far and wide, hundreds of miles, to see this newborn king, the Messiah. They went to great lengths in remarkable act of faith to be in his presence. So therefore, let us pray. Lord, we know that our experiences of obedience may look wholly different, but we trust that those who earnestly seek you, just as the Magi did, will experience your presence. We pray we can emulate that longing desire to see your face, Jesus, and that joy that erupts in our hearts as soon as we see you, just as the Magi had that joy at one point. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I found it quite interesting, ostensibly, is verse 3, the disturbed reaction of King Herod and the rest of Jerusalem. This prophecy, which foretold the coming of a ruler from Bethlehem, must have made Herod a little paranoid. And I sort of looked into it, perhaps the reason being is that this prophecy sort of implied that someone would threaten his reign and perhaps overthrow him. And therefore, this worried a lot of people and the ruling authority. But we know that this ruler, Jesus Christ, came from humble beginnings, and he was not like the earthly kings of this world, those that ruled with power and authority and misused their power and authority and silenced opposition. But we know that you came out of humility, Lord, and you walked in that. So therefore, let us pray. Jesus, we pray that we can walk in this humility, just as you did. Even though you were a king, you came to this earth from humble beginnings in a stable. May we walk in that humility and that lowliness, Lord, putting other needs before you, and not misusing our power and our authority. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I thought this point was quite interesting. Yesterday, during the time we had it on prayers, I think Sally made a point about Gentiles and how the coming of Jesus gave us a glimpse into God's heart to draw Gentiles and graft them into the family of God. And I thought this was really interesting and something to pray about as well. And we know that our God is inclusive, and So therefore, let us pray. Though the Magi came from afar as foreigners in the distant land, Emmanuel has brought them close to God. We know that we are no longer separated from God by way of birthright, by law, by circumcision. And we know that, Lord, that you came, Jesus, to draw those who are once afar close to you. And to know that we can have this personal relationship with you and by having faith in you. So we thank you, Lord, that God's house is a house of prayer for all nations and tongues. No matter your background or past, we are all part of God's family. And thank you, Lord, that you are an inclusive God, Jesus, that salvation has come to the Gentiles. I pray that we may emulate this inclusivity with the guests and the people around us. In Jesus' name, amen. One last point I'd like to make, and something to pray on as well, is that the Magi sort of recognize the difference between the godly kingship of Jesus and the worldly kingship of Herod. We know that the wise men's decision not to return back to Herod showed their obedience to God. So therefore, Lord, I pray that we can walk in humility, just as you did. And though you came as God, as a king, we pray that we can walk in that. We pray that we can glorify you, Jesus, not the worldly kings and leaders of this world, of this age, but we've come to worship you over this time. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Just going to have a moment of silence to pray or to think about what was just being said. Thank you, Lord, for the culmination of this sort of story. Thank you for coming to this earth as a baby. Thank you that you're not afraid of the mess of the stable, not afraid of the circumstances in which you were born into. And we thank you, Jesus, that you made your dwelling upon us and you continue to dwell in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Going to finish off with the liturgy. The bit we're on is the Ask the Animals bit. So ask the animals and they will teach you, the birds of the air and they will tell you. Ask the plants of the earth and they will teach you, the fish of the sea will declare to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of every human being. May Christ abide in us that we may bear much fruit. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Appreciate your time.